الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عبادة بن صامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: وحضرنا رمضان، أتاكم رمضان شهر بركة يغشاهم الله فيه، فينزل الرحمة ويحط الخطايا ويستجيب فيه الدعاء، وينزل الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه، ويباهي بكم ملائكته، فأروا الله من أنفسكم خيرا، فإن الشقي من حرم فيه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders and friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Rabbul Izzah, out of His rahmat and out of His shafqat and mercy for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Time and again, many bayanat commence in this way, but what ni'mat is greater than having the gift of iman, without which nothing else will follow. There won't be any concept of akhirat, there won't be any understanding of the Quran or hadith, let alone the understanding, there won't be yaqeen and belief in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, that those that have iman, then they have deep and intense love and muhabbat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Generally, when we speak of taqwa, when we speak of the consciousness and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, it does not mean only that a person has to fear the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, as many a time we have heard from Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, may Allah fill his qabr with nur, many a time we have heard that it is like how when a person has love for someone, sincere and true love, then the lover always fears the displeasure of the beloved, which means that the lover will go out of his way to see to it that I do everything which my beloved loves, and I will not go near or do anything which I know that my beloved becomes upset with certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for us is such that even the love that our parents, our mothers have for us, that also, it is not out of the mother's own will that she loves the child, or the father's desire that this is my... No. It is a system which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put into place. And this hadith came to mind, and I thought to myself that I said this hadith before, but then it is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are not of those who have that ocean of knowledge, but what we know and we can remember, we will relate. But the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran and Majid are such that Allah has placed a nur in it and such effect in it that even if a person has to study the hadith, has to read or has to listen to the hadith, even though the hadith may not be being said with ikhlas. But if a person listens with ikhlas, then definitely a person will benefit. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not some kind of how we understand a deity or some kind of king who is far away and who only demands from us some kind of worship and there is no compassion or no love, no. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show to his makhluk and his creation the kind of love and rahmat he has for the ummah, especially of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنْزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْبَوَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of, so to say, 100 portions of His rahmat, that means some 100% of Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just sent down one rahmat. Only one mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showered on the surface of this earth. And Allah distributed that one portion of His mercy, بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ. Allah distributed it amongst mankind, jinnkind, and amongst the animals also. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, فَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ. That is what you see, that mother has love for her child, and you see that you have compassion for one another, and you have a feeling of kindness to someone. From the time of Adam ala Nabiina alayhi salam, right until the day of Qiyamah, whatever rahmat and shafqat and mercy we will see, it is only that one fraction of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِهَا تَعْتُفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهَا. To the extent that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one fraction, you will find that an animal without the intelligence of man also, but being affected by the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that even that animal in the jungle will have that kind of compassion towards its young. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the ummah, وَأَخَّرَ اللَّهُ تِسْعُ وَتِسْئِينَ رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah has reserved that 99 portions of His mercy so that Allah may shower it upon His bandas on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was no need for Him to tell us this. But the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform us of this is so that we get an understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only wants that for us which is best for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a system. We know in any country or any city where there is no system and there is no prison, then we know the havoc and chaos that will take place. So it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He created this world as a test and as an imtihan for us. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has created us, has sent us onto this earth to test us. That, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, there wasn't there a time when you were nothing. No one even spoke of you. You were non-existent. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us. And through that napak fluid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Qudrat had fashioned the most, as they say, the paragon of His creation, that insan, the greatest of His creation, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and what position Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. But man has to keep this in front of him all the time. So he understands his inception and he understands that there is an ilah and there is a Rabb above him who owns everything. That everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, firstly understanding that He is our Rabb and He has created us. He has sent me onto the surface of this earth. He has given me existence. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Sami', who hears everything, who is Basir, who sees everything, who is Alim, who knows everything. Allah who is my Khaliq, who is my Creator. Allah who is that one, when I could not fend for myself, when I could not even speak to anyone in the womb of my mother, Allah made that special intizam and arrangement for the nourishment to be sent to me. That Allah who looked after me in the womb of my mother, in infancy, who gave me these limbs, and then nurtured me, and allowed me to grow through the different phases of my life, that Allah who favored me with so many bounties. Which person can say that whatever ni'mat I have acquired it out of my own will? Everything, the intelligence and everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a person needs to ask himself, that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Allah says, if you even try to count the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to do so. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. That if a person has to just take himself, doesn't look at anything else, just his body, in that a person will understand that Allah has favored him with so much. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us to our own intellect, generally, most of us, that we had to try and find and seek the truth and then come to the conclusion of one Allah. But Allah had made it easy for us and Allah had given us iman. He has given us the understanding of tawheed, making our life purposeful and giving us a maqsad in life. Now we have to ask ourselves that this Allah who has done so much for me, this Allah who has put that love in the hearts of my parents, of my relatives, of my friends, this Allah who has given me this existence and this life and these ni'mat and bounties, what does this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me? It is so simple, respected elders and friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us onto the surface of the earth, illa liya'budun. That Allah says that the only purpose why we have been created is so that we may gain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make the ibadat and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the question comes about that if this is the only purpose of our life, then how does earning for my family and how does the normal activities of a normal person that takes place, how do all these things fit in? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The deen is not something which a person becomes abnormal. Rather, deen is a complete way of life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught each and every one of us how to be a father, not a father, but the best father. How to be a grandfather, not a grandfather, but the best grandfather. Every facet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam life, He showed us everything. But respected elders and friends, together with that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is Darul Imtihan, and it is a place where we are going to be tested, we know that Shaitan also has been sent. And man has been created with his nafs, which is always pulling him and tempting him to do that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, we know and acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that has blessed us with everything. And He is the one that I have to lead my life in accordance to His pleasure. But on the other hand, we have shaitan and nafs that keep distracting us and diverting us from our purpose of life. And what happens generally is when the environment also is not of deen and it is not a mahol of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this heart is something that becomes affected. Whatever environment a person is, automatically he will find that his heart also has to take some effect from it. That is why that example that is given of that young boy who, we mentioned this example before also, that, you know, sometime in Durban also, that pineapples generally they put on that stick or that they cube it and they put that masala on it. So, that is something which is also people really enjoy and they look out for. And it so happened that this youngster, he, for some reason on that particular day, he had that desire that he wanted to have this. And he asked his father that, oh my father, whatever it is, whatever you call this father, that this is what I want, and please buy it for me. The father refused, obviously being at home. So it so happened that the child also was intelligent, and he didn't mention anything. When they went for namaz, and the father took the son also, he must have been staying near a place where the market was closed or whatever. Just an example. They performed the salah. When they were returning, then the son said, let's take the other road, which is also leads back. Let's just take a walk that way. Knowing in the back of his mind that that was that same road where those, that pineapples or whatever it was were being sold. Now the father is walking with the son. And now on the right they are selling it. On the left they are selling it. Somebody is eating it. Now without the son saying anything to the father also, even the father's mouth began to water. And automatically he bought one for the son and bought one for himself also. So the environment is something that is very, very important and has a great effect on making it easy for us to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 11 months of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has his ahkam in place, and together with that we mentioned shaitan and nafs are there also. And a person has to make an extra effort to see that he is in a correct environment, and he spends time in an environment where he is reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. But due to us being weak, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, man has been created weak. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to us this month of Ramadan. That, oh my banda, never mind. In these 11 months, you have faltered, you have slipped up, you have distanced yourself from me. But I will give you this month where you can recharge and you can reconnect yourself with me. Respected elders and friends, every person takes pride in who his friend is. If he knows somebody in some position, then he feels it some kind of a status symbol, or he feels honored to say that I know so-and-so, and so-and-so is my friend. But respected elders and friends, there is only one friendship that a person can truly be proud of if he has it, and that is his connection and the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we had mentioned, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, that my servant should not take me like some far away deity. No. Allah is so close to a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how a person, his jugular vein is so, a person, you cannot get closer than that. Allah says, I am even more closer than that. In the Quran and Majid. Showing us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that created us. Every condition that we go through is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we befriend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that we obey Him and we show Him that, oh Allah, even though my nafs desire to do a certain thing, even though I am tempted to break your law, but I know that you have sent me as the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever I do, I will do it solely for your sake. Even if it means going against my nafs, then I will do so for your pleasure. When a person will do this, then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the many things which a person generally finds difficult to do is the lowering of the gaze and a person not looking at haram. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that person who will go against his nafs and he will lower his gaze and he will not look at haram, if he sees some haram, immediately he lowers his gaze out of my fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not become displeased. Then in the hadith, أَبْدَلْتُ لَهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِي أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then I will give him that true iman. And I will change that iman that he has to such an iman which he will find the sweetness in his heart. Now this halawat of iman is such a thing that when a person, we all understand that the Quran is there, salah is there, tasbihat and zikr and adhkar are in its place. But if a person's heart is not tuned correctly and he is not linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not focused, then these things, if a person is performing, and together with that, on the side, he has guna in his life and masiyat in his life, the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there will not be any enjoyment in that salah. There will not be any enjoyment in the tilawat of Quran. Sometimes it would feel like a burden. Sometimes it even feels boring. But that is because now the heart has been affected with the effect of that guna. But if a person abstains from guna, then wallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a person that kind of iman that now for a person to commit sin will become difficult. He will find enjoyment in his salah. That is why we find in the life of our pious, those that are present and of the akabirin of the past, we will find that their salah was of a different kind. Their sajdas used to be long and lengthy time, much time was spent in ruku also, because they had a kind of lazzat and enjoyment in the salah. Time has expired. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to translate that hadith in this 1 minute, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the sahaba just before Ramadan, that Ramadan has come to you. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy envelops you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the gunas of a person in this month, and throughout the entire month, du'as are accepted. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the sahaba that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about you to the malaika, that look at my servant who is trying and going out of his way to please me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the sahaba and us that show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and vie with one another and exert yourself so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may become pleased. O kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.